U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Dorrance Breggy is part of the 18-member crew sent to kill lamprey nesting in the Nemadji River.
Quite easy to tell we're in the area. There's a lot of government trucks running around. They're basically mostly, you know, light-colored trucks. They'll have a state, you know, the emblem on the side, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Sea lamprey swam their way up the St. Lawrence River, first latching their life-sucking mouths to the side of native fish in the lower Great Lakes in the 1930s and 40s, then to Lake Superior and Lake Michigan in the 1950s. The lamprey devastated commercial and sport fishing until a chemical lampricide was used in the 1960s. That lampricide isn't a danger to other fish or people, but it's lethal to lamprey larvae.
Usually when we treat, we kill almost all the lamprey. We don't necessarily get every one, but we usually get, you know, high 90% of them. So we only, you know, in most cases, we leave a very few. And if we're lucky, we would get darn near every one.
Breggy says rivers draining into the Great Lakes get treated every three or more years. It's a joint U.S.-Canadian effort that has pared the lamprey population down to just 5% of its peak in the 1950s.
We're winning it only from the standpoint that it's a continual thing. You know, as we discover populations of lamprey and we treat the rivers that we find them in, and it's just a continual thing. We travel around the Great Lakes, everything here from, you know, Superior Duluth area over all the way over to, you know, the lower lakes like Pennsylvania and New York.
Breggy says his crew will visit Wisconsin's Peshtigo River on Lake Michigan later this summer. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.